This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level. And we would like to once again take a moment to express our gratitude to each of you as well, to express our greetings for your once again inviting us back into this vibrational level to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin this afternoon, we would suggest once again that there exists for you that opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as that silent communication, or that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information that exists for each of you. And you will find once again as well that as a result of the energy that you have created in this afternoon, in this space, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and enter into what you like to refer to as a meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness, participate in that telepathic interaction or exchange of information. And while we would encourage each of you to utilize that opportunity, as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, what do you believe? It seems like such a redundant question that we continue to ask, and yet perhaps the most important piece of information that we can portray to each of you is that the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And so it becomes very important to understand, what do you believe? And of course, we've referred as well many times to your so-called human consciousness belief system, societal belief system, in your personal belief systems. And you understand as well the differences in those belief systems, the human consciousness belief system, which is very difficult for you to alter to step outside of, as you have all agreed to participate in a consensus to sustain those human consciousness belief systems and the societal belief systems which allow you to function in an organized manner with limitations and restrictions, boundaries, if you wish, as to what's acceptable and what's not acceptable, based upon beliefs and belief systems of the individuals that are participating in the creation of that society. And you can see the differences in societies throughout your system, where what is acceptable in one society is forbidden in another. And it's all based upon your beliefs and belief system. What do you believe? And then, of course, the individual belief systems. What do you believe? Now, we've also suggested many times that that fog of consciousness that you are, that's responsible for the creation of this reality, that energy, if you wish, that you are, does not judge whether or not the experience that you're having in your so-called awakened consciousness state is good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, something you should or should not be experiencing, but rather validates your belief systems and rejoices in the creation process. It's important to understand. It's important to understand that from that level of your consciousness, there is no judgment as to whether it's right or wrong. And so if you, in your awake consciousness state, for example, hold a belief that you're not in control, you can have that. It's not a right or wrong. It's a choice. It's a belief system. And that belief system affects your attitudes, your choices and decisions. It affects what it is that you desire to create in your reality. And many individuals that hold that belief that they're not in control, hold a belief even that there are other entities who have that absolute control over the creation of their reality, many times experience realities in their awakened consciousness state that they believe are completely beyond their control. Now, if they hold the belief that that creator, if you wish, that's responsible for the reality is a type of entity or creates for them positive realities, then many of those individuals who hold that particular type of a belief system experience very positive, what you might refer to in your awakened consciousness state, desirable realities, a validation of a belief or a belief system that they hold. And they're continuously experiencing realities that validate that they're not in control. And once again, depending upon the belief that they hold, whether or not the realities will be positive or negative, whether or not they believe that they must in many instances go through some type of a growth pattern or experience some type of a suffering in order for them to somehow become more advanced, then they create the reality to validate the belief they hold. It's important to understand the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It seems like such a simple statement. And yet, it's the key to understanding who and what you truly are. Many times as well, as we've suggested, those beliefs and belief systems are put in place in altered states of consciousness. In your so-called between incarnational state and in your dream state and in some instances even in your meditative state, in altered states of consciousness, where you are, ironically, much closer to the reality of this existence, if you wish, than what you are when you're so in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And so in that altered state of consciousness, in that between incarnational state, you are much closer to understanding who and what you truly are. And you make choices and decisions based upon the type of feelings that you desire to experience in a particular incarnational period, and you put them in place. You enter into agreements with other individuals that will be involved in that creation process. Not only involved when you enter into an incarnational state or situation, but throughout that entire incarnational period you interact with other individuals in your so-called altered state of consciousness. And we're referring now to interactions that occur in your so-called dream state, in your meditative states, while you're in an incarnational period, based again upon your belief in time and space, that somehow there is this passage of time. And it's much easier for you in your awakened consciousness state to grasp an understanding if you follow that timeline, that there is a progression through a particular incarnational period. And so some of these beliefs that you have put in place in the altered state of consciousness in your so-called between incarnational state have the opportunity to be experienced in that incarnational period in your awakened consciousness state. Ironically, also have the ability, should you choose to believe, to be altered in a particular incarnational period. And we've suggested as well that those beliefs are contained many times as possibilities stored within the makeup of your DNA. And depending upon your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings, your change in beliefs and attitudes, what it is that you desire, you literally alter the energy that surrounds the DNA, and as a result of altering that energy, you alter that so-called possibility of an experience to become a probability so that you can have it. Or conversely, take a probability and alter it in such a manner so that it becomes, rather than a probability, simply a possibility, and you don't experience it. Or at least the opportunity and the consequences of that experience may not be nearly as dramatic As a result of your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings, as a result of your beliefs, the belief you hold is simply reflected in the reality you experience. It's such an important and yet simple statement. It seems almost like it's too simple to suggest that as a result of a belief that you choose, you create the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And yet that is indeed how you create your reality. What's even more difficult for you to grasp is that you exist as a multidimensional personality at a level of consciousness that you're not aware of in your so-called awakened consciousness state in this particular incarnational period. So you're experiencing a variety of incarnational periods in the same time and same space. And we've explained analogies of your so-called radio frequencies to give you examples of how that can occur. And so you, in this particular incarnational period, are also involved in many other creations and many other incarnational periods, including incarnations that are occurring in your so-called Lemurian and in your Atlantean periods, in which you had access to and understood various types of energy that were available to you, that you created. It's an illusion that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. You not only can, but you do have whatever it is that you desire, whatever it is that you imagine. That's the reality you experience. And so in your so-called Lemurian period, you understood absolutely that it was possible for you to alter your reality simply by altering a belief system. You understood that the energy that created this vibrational level was you, and a combination of each of you in the one, if you wish, that's responsible for this reality that you experience. And in the Atlantean periods, you, as well, had a much deeper understanding of your ability to utilize your creation process. Although at that particular time, to once again utilize your belief in time and space in that particular era, you began to put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that we refer to as the veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are while you exist in this vibrational level. It made it more exciting. It made it appear in your awakened consciousness state that it was beyond your capacity to control. And consequently, the emotions and feelings that you experience are much more intense when you believe you're not in control. And so you went through those phases, if you wish to once again utilize your belief in time and space. But the irony of it is that it's occurring now. And you have the ability in this particular incarnational period to have similar experiences. You just choose to believe that it's not possible. You put in place that human consciousness belief system that there's this energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And so you, throughout various levels of your consciousness, continue to believe, to a certain extent, that you're not in control. It makes it more real. It's what you entered into this vibrational level to experience. However, you in your so-called past, in your history, chose to alter the energy that you utilized to create this reality. And you entered into what we have referred to as the new age and new energy. In this incarnational period, we refer to this particular alteration of the energy that you utilized to create your reality. Many so-called of your years before that transition was completed and occurred, We also suggested at the time that when you learn and when you become aware and when you begin to hold the belief that you're in control, that you can't go back. You can't unlearn something. You can't put it aside and say, well, I wish that I didn't know that. I wish I could return to a situation where I could blame others for the reality that I'm experiencing. I wish I could return to a situation where I'm involved in relationships where I could blame others for what's occurring in my relationship. We also suggested at that time, at the beginning of our interactions with individuals in this incarnational period, that chances were, when you begin to alter your beliefs, when you begin to accept the responsibility for your reality, when you begin to hold certain beliefs in your conscious state, your world and your life will change. Very subtly sometimes, and many times you're hardly aware of the transformation. But relationships change. They evolve. It seems almost natural. And yet when it's all done and you look back in your so-called past, you may wish perhaps that those relationships were sustained. You may many times feel that it's more comfortable in that relationship where you could blame others, where you were not consciously aware with the knowledge that you create your reality. And so you begin to hold that belief, and you begin to own that belief, so that it's not just a concept, but something that you actually believe. Then once again, chances are that your entire interactions with other individuals will change. Relationships change, seemingly in a very natural progression, but nonetheless change. And you, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, become an entirely different personality and individual. You begin to accept the responsibility. Not only accept the responsibility, but welcome the opportunity to understand what belief it is that you're holding. What are your choices and decisions? What are your thoughts and feelings that are influencing your reality? And so this concept of becoming knowledgeable about what you believe, about how you create this reality, as we had suggested so many years ago in your so-called incarnational period in your belief in time, that it would influence your entire reality, including your relationship. In this new age and new energy, that particular concept, if you wish, is magnified, is much more intense. For you see, when you hold a belief and you hold it consciously in a continual basis in your awakened consciousness state, you have the capacity to influence it in a manner that was not possible, or at least was very difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called past before you entered into this new age and new energy. And so your beliefs and your thoughts and your choices and decisions have an impact upon your reality in a manner that is, once again, quite different from what you experienced in your so-called old age and old energy before you entered into this new phase. And as well, the influence that you have on your relationship can many times occur at a much more rapid pace, if you wish, because you consciously influence your reality. You consciously become aware, and by consciously holding a thought continuously in your so-called conscious state, you are enhancing the opportunity for that to influence your belief systems, to influence your choices and decisions, portal your reality in a manner, once again, that was very difficult for you to achieve in your past. And the individuals that you're involved in your various relationships, can sense the alteration in your beliefs, in your belief systems, in your day-to-day activities, in the way that you react, your choices and decisions. And consequently, the thoughts that you hold in your conscious state affect your relationships in the so-called new age and new energy much more intensely than they did in your so-called past. We suggested many of your so-called years ago that one needs to be careful in choosing what it is that you desire. You see, sometimes it's quite comfortable for you in your awakened consciousness to believe you're not in control. It's much more easy to blame it upon someone else or to believe that you have some type of an energy or an entity that's controlling your reality. And if you hold the proper belief systems, if your attitudes are positive, if you believe that it will only create for you very positive, desirable realities, then you can have that. And you will have all types of opportunities to validate and to reinforce, if you wish, that belief system that you're not in control. It's not right or wrong. Once again, as we have suggested, it's important to understand that this is not a right or wrong concept. The spark of consciousness that you are, that energy that creates this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire to validate the beliefs you hold. Without judgment. So it's not a right or wrong concept. If you wish to believe you're not in control, you can have that. Absolutely. Absolutely you can have that. But you can also have this belief system that you are not only in control, but you are the absolute creator of the reality that you experience. And when you hold that belief system, then when you have desires, you're not wondering whether or not this so-called being, if you wish, or this energy, or this creator, or whatever type of terminology you wish to apply to your belief in some superior type of energy that creates for you. You're not held up wondering whether or not that energy is going to give to you that which you desire. Because you see, you hold that belief system that you're not in control, then it will be validated that you're not in control. And so it becomes much more difficult for you to achieve many times what it is that you desire. Because you see, you believe that it's not possible. And if you own that belief, if you hold it continuously in your so-called conscious state, then once again, it's not right or wrong, but nonetheless, the reality you experience will be a validation of the belief you hold. If, on the other hand, you choose to own the belief that you're in control, then you begin to open up a field of exploration where it is, I wonder just how much can I control? I wonder, can I alter my reality beyond what we in our so-called present state of our human consciousness belief systems and our societal belief systems would accept as being possible? Can you create some of the realities that we refer to in the Atlantean and Lemurian periods? Of course you can. If you believe. What do you believe? Do you believe it's possible for you to be involved in teleportation or your concept of time travel? What do you believe? Or do you believe that it's not within your capacity to control your reality? It's not a right or wrong. It's a choice that you make. And once again, when you begin to understand that you're in control, when you begin to own that you are in control, when you begin to understand that it doesn't matter what it is that you believe, the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold, without judgment as to whether it's desirable or less than desirable, then you can begin to grasp the concept that it is possible for you to alter your conscious reality. And in this new age and new energy, you once again have that impact of being able to alter your reality from a conscious state in a manner that was very difficult in your so-called past. What are the limitations? Can you heal yourself? Do you believe that you can heal yourself? You see, the irony of it is that whether you believe it or not, you create the reality. If you choose to believe that it's not possible, then it's not possible for you. It's not right or wrong, it's a choice. It's a belief system that you put in place. And that consequently you hold the thoughts and feelings and make the choices and decisions that influence the reality in your awakened consciousness state that help to validate the belief system. And so if you believe it's not possible for you to control your physical being, your health, if you wish, then you can have that. It's not right or wrong. It's a validation of a belief you hold. The irony of it is, it's just as easy to alter that belief and to hold the belief that it is possible for you to physically alter your reality, to physically, consciously influence your health of your body. One is no more difficult than the other. What do you believe? What do you believe? Therein lies the difficulty, understanding what you believe. And once again, as we have suggested, in this new age and new energy, your conscious thoughts influence your reality, influence your beliefs, in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And when you change your beliefs, you change your life. You change the conscious experience that you have in your awakened consciousness state. And once again as well, we would like you to be aware that it will affect the relationships that you're involved in. And it's a gradual effect, absolutely. But you'll look back and realize that there has been changes. That you have become more aware of who and what you truly are. And you begin to hold that concept that there is that possibility that through holding the proper beliefs and belief systems, you can not only alter your reality, but you can absolutely control it. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. And there was once again in your so-called past, in another era that you exist in, a lifetime, if you wish, where you absolutely held that concept in your awakened consciousness state and realized that the reality you experienced could simply be altered by altering a belief or a belief system, what it is that you desire, utilizing your imagination, and have the expectation to bring it into your reality. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing at your vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what he asks of you are. When you look at an individual in your awakened consciousness state that appears to be living a type of existence that you would desire, understand that they utilize the same creation process that he asks of you do. They hold beliefs and belief systems. They make conscious thoughts and choices and their reality is created as easily as any other reality. What becomes even more difficult for you to grasp is that it takes the same amount of energy for an entity to be involved in what you refer to as a very desirable existence, someone, for example, who has an abundance of what you would call desirable events occurring within their day-to-day activities. It takes the same amount of energy to create that reality as it does for the individual that you appear to feel is somehow lacking in that abundance. And you see the homeless, the person who appears to be struggling, the person who appears to be involved in what you might refer to as a very less than desirable existence. It takes the same amount of energy to correct either one. It's a validation of the belief you hold. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you believe that it's not possible for you to control your reality, you can have that. It's not right or wrong, and you will have a validation of it on a continual basis. If you believe that it's not possible for you to control your physical body, to heal yourself, then you will have all types of examples to validate that belief system. If you believe that there is some entity existing outside that creates this reality, then you can have that. Absolutely, it's not right or wrong. And you once again will have all types of experiences that validate the belief system. And if you believe, and if you own the belief that you are in control, you can have that as well. It's rather ironic from where we experience your reality, how many individuals who have what you may refer to as a tremendous amount of abundance always appear to be desiring more. It's because they don't really believe that they can create it, but rather it's simply the consequence of certain circumstances and events that have occurred within their day-to-day activities, and that somehow it may suddenly be taken away. And so they continuously strive for that more, never really satisfied in their abundance, that others can look upon and say, think of how great it would be to have that much abundance. And yet there's the other individual who understands that not only can they have abundance, but they have what they need when they desire, who seems to exist in a much more calm and peaceful type of experience that doesn't worry whether or not there will be abundance, because they own the understanding that they have what it is that they desire. They own the belief that the reality is simply a validation of their choices and decisions, their thoughts and feelings. What they desire will be there. That it's their creation. And so you have those conflicting concepts, if you wish, of someone who appears to be in a situation where abundance is very prevalent and yet not satisfied, versus the individual who accepts that the abundance will be there when it's necessary and proceeds along in a very seemingly satisfactory and very joyful, if you wish, desirable state of being. What do you believe? The most important concept, idea, if you wish, message that we can give to you is the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. What do you believe? And when you alter your beliefs, You alter your reality. And many times that alteration, once again, is very subtle. And it affects relationships with others that you're involved in. You need to be aware of that. Many times it's, once again, a very subtle interaction. And a transformation occurs. And you look back and almost wonder how that ever occurred. How did you miss that? What signs did you miss? But it's simply a different belief and belief system that causes relationships to alter it. There's a very valid concept that you hold in your awakened consciousness, that you attract individuals around you who think and feel, who hold similar beliefs and belief systems as you do. You give off an energy. When you begin to alter your belief systems, particularly when you begin to, in this new age, new energy, to hold them in your awakened consciousness state, that you are, for example, very worthy, that you hold the expectation that you can create your reality. You begin to experience all types of alterations in your interactions, even with strangers, and you begin to attract to you similar people with like concepts and beliefs and ideas, and your relationships change. What do you believe? In this new age and new energy, what you hold in your conscious state becomes created in your awakened consciousness state in a manner that was very difficult for you to once again achieve in your so-called past. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And you will undoubtedly attract to you individuals who hold similar beliefs and belief systems. Each of you give off an energy, and you, each of you, perceive the energies of others that are around you. You choose many times to block that. You don't want to be involved, or you don't recognize that it's occurring. You don't recognize the telepathy that exists between the each of you. You've put in place that electromagnetic type of veil that limits your capacity to understand not only who and what you are, but limits your capacity to interact with others many times on that telepathical level. And yet it occurs continuously. And you begin to experience that without really knowing it, without understanding the attraction. You can develop that if you wish. What do you believe? Do you believe that it's possible for you to telepathically interact with another? What do you believe? Do you believe that it's possible that as a result of your alteration of your belief systems, you will alter as well your interactions with others? What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And when you begin to alter your reality through alteration of your beliefs, there comes with it as well other individuals who hold belief systems that that's not possible, and consequently, your relationships alter and change. There's not a right or wrong. There's not something that you need to fear, but something that you should be aware of. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing not only within your vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are all that is. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is an illusion. to not read. And yet, you go to great lengths to put in place that energy that makes it appear real. For that very simple reason, for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible for you to experience when you fully understand the creation process. And when you begin to believe in your awakened consciousness that it is possible for you by altering your beliefs, by understanding your thoughts and feelings and how they affect your reality and your choices and decisions, and by having the expectation that you can control your reality, then in this new age and new energy, you absolutely, definitely have that opportunity to consciously impact what it is that you experience without limitation. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. What do you believe? Now, we would back for a moment or two, and if you wish, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer any questions that you might have for us. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the rest of you. And so we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.
That one was for me, for sure.